Blog Talk Radio.
Always find strength and courage even when we are in pain, Lord. The time is coming when your loving kindness will be revealed among all nations of the earth, Lord. And we pray this in the mighty precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Alrighty. Well, let's play some music here.
Thank you.
All right. Okay. Well, let's get into the message, all right? The joy of the Lord. We have a great high priest who constantly intercedes on our behalf. The Son of God and man loves you more deeply than you can fathom. He prays for you that you might walk in abundant life as death affords you. And in John 17, we get a glimpse into the fullness of desire for all those who would believe in him. As we dive deeply into the riches of Jesus' high priestly prayer this week, may your heart be awakened and your life be transformed by the riches of God's love. Jesus came to bring about the fullness of joy in man. Often we see Christians who are not exhibiting a lifestyle of joy, and therefore we assume God is not a happy God. We see all the darkness that surrounds and assume that God is most often angry or sad. But in John chapter 17, verse 13, Jesus prays to the Father, "But now I am coming to you, and these things I speak in the world, they may have my joy fulfilled in themselves." Jesus' prayer in John 17, verse 13, demonstrates two important life-changing truths for you and me today. First, Jesus had joy. We could not have this joy fulfilled in us if we didn't have joy to start with. And the whole scripture supports the truth that within God dwells the fullness of joy. Psalms chapter 16, verse 11 says, "You make me known to the path of life. In your presence there is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore." And Galatians chapter 5, verse 22 tells us that joy is a fruit of the Spirit. The God whom you have been filled with the salvation longs to produce the fruit of joy in your life. He longs to make you a joyful person from the inside out, that your joy wouldn't be based on circumstances or fleeting whims of the world. 2 John 17 tells us that we can have joy of Jesus for ourselves. The God of joy longs to fill you to overflowing with satisfaction and hope. He longs to make your joy abundant and transcendent of the good or bad around you. God is joyful because it's part of his nature, and he longs for it to be the same with you. Do you believe that God is a joyful God? Have you experienced how happy he is? Have you met with him and encountered the joy and peace in his heart toward you? Zephaniah chapter 3, verse 17 says, "The Lord your God is in your midst, a mighty one who will save. He will rejoice over you with gladness. He will quiet you by his love. He will exult over you with loud singing." So God longs to meet with you today and fill you with joy overflowing. In Romans chapter 15, verse 13, Paul prays, "May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit you may abound in hope." So joy is available to you today as you believe. There is hope in the Holy Spirit. So come to God today with all your cares and burdens. Lay them at his feet and allow him to fill you with peace and joy where only heaven is abounding. God longs to set you free from the burdens of anxiety. He longs to lead you to a life of happiness and freedom in the Spirit. As you enter in guided prayer, choose to commit to God anything that has been weighing you down. Come before him with faith that he will shepherd you to greener pastures as you offer him your heart and follow his guidance. Meditate on God's desire to fill you with joy of Jesus. John chapter 10, verse 10, "The thief comes only to steal, kill, and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly." So lay your burdens at the feet of God. What concerns, problems, circumstances, or relationship has been weighing on you? What has been stealing your joy lately? Cast all your cares at the feet of your Heavenly Father who loves you. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7, "Casting all your anxieties on him because he cares for you." Ask God to fill you with joy inexpressible. Ask him to reveal to you his joy and to help you bear the fruit of the Spirit. Oftentimes we allow ourselves to be continually downcast rather than fighting for the joy available to us in God. Joy is a vital part of the Christian life. We are not made to carry burdens and steal our joy and keep us from the abundant life. Jesus died to give us. Psalm chapter 16, verse 6 says, "The lines have fallen for me in pleasant places indeed. I have a beautiful inheritance." God has plans to lead you to a life filled with the fullness of joy. May you pursue all wonders and blessings God has in store for you today through the power and sacrifice of Jesus. I highly suggest you read Psalms chapter 16 and bring this devotional more into life for you. Amen. Now, let me ask you the most important question, and that is, do you know the Lord Jesus Christ to be your Savior? If not, that's okay. You'll get a chance to in just a moment. Okay, but let me ask you a question. Are you tired of traveling down this long, dusty road of never knowing which way is up or down, or which way to go? Or maybe you lack a purpose in life and need some. Or maybe you suffer from depression or anxiety, or something such much worse, such as sexual immorality, addiction to drugs or alcohol, okay, overeating, or gambling. Whatever the problem may be, that's okay. The Lord can take it away. Okay, you just got to ask Him to. Okay, amen. Okay, so if you were already and you want to accept the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, simply say this prayer after me. Say, "Lord Jesus, for too long I have kept you out of my life. I know that I'm a sinner and that I cannot save myself. No longer will I close the door when I hear you knocking upon it. By faith, I gratefully receive your gift of salvation. I am so ready to trust you as my Lord and Savior. So I want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming to earth. I believe you are the Son of God who died on the cross at Calvary for my sins and then rose from the dead on the third day. So once again, I want to thank you for bearing my sins and giving me the precious gift of eternal life. I believe your words are true, so please come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and be my Savior tonight. And we pray this in the mighty, precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen." Well, if you said this prayer, we here at God's Rainbow Ministry want to welcome you into the family of God. We want to say, may the Lord bless you, and may He always keep you highly favored. Amen. Yes, I am reading chat. Hi, Pastor Bill. Well, anyway. Okay, let's play some music. Losing everything I had.
up on the waves. I stood naked awaiting the fire. Took my last breath from the sun and the wind and the waves. I was one with the whole earth's desire. And I lived and died at the same time.
Thank you.
enough to make him wonder if he's ever been seen. When he's bleeding for comfort from thy staff and thy rod, and the heaven's only answer is the silence of God. And it'll shake a man's timbers when he loses his heart, when he has to remember what broke him apart. And this yoke may be easy, but this burden is not. When the crying fields are frozen by the silence of God. If a man has got to listen to the voices of the mob, who are reeling in the throes of all the happiness they've got, when they tell you all their troubles have been nailed up to that cross, well then what about the times when even followers get lost? We all get lost sometimes. Well, there's a statue of Jesus on a monastery knoll in the hills of Kentucky, all quiet and cold. And he's kneeling in the garden, as silent as a stone. All his friends are sleeping, and he
get into the prophetic word for today. The Father says today, I am all or nothing, God in your life. I am meeting not just some, but all of your needs. I am addressing the entire inventory of concerns that are in your heart. Even those things and those people that are unreachable to you are securely at my disposal. I am working to bring about miraculous results. I'm not a God of half measures. I am a go-all-the-way kind of Savior in your life. Those things, those issues, those people may be outside your reach, but they represent no challenge to me at all. So ask largely and ask boldly. Ask the impossible, and I will bring the mountain low and the valley high and pour out upon your highest heart's desire and greatest dream fulfilled. Let your mouth pray, says the Father, for I will petition of your hand. Ask and keep on asking. Knock and keep on knocking. If the unjust judge answers the widow for her continual crying, how much more will I answer you? For I hold you in my esteem as the very pupil of my eye. You have looked and you have expected me to move in a certain way in times past, but I would that you understand that you are a part of the process. I call you this day into a new understanding of partnering with me in the process as God. My name is Helper, and that means you must come alongside me as I come alongside you. You must put your hand on your word, so that which is entirely beyond your grasp, and just trust me to make up the difference. You will not be dismayed, and you will not be embarrassed. For every prayer you pray, there is a corresponding action of faith that is the prerequisite of obtaining an answer. Failing to understand this as times past has left you confused and empty-handed, but now you are ready to mature into a place of governance and dominion in your life that caused you to work with me and all those things you were expecting, and yes, those things I have surely promised as the Father. Amen. Well, this goes out to those who need it, and you know who you are. Amen. All right. Well, I'm going to play one more song, and then I'm going to end the conversation for tonight.
I know a girl. Turned 25 last spring. Now she's wearing rings in a house on a hill with one on the way. And there's a man worked every day of his life. Sunday morning service. Oh, I wish I wanted that simple life. Oh, I wish I wanted that simple life.
one caller, I'll take one caller. Hello.
I just wanted to thank you for such a good show today. It was really good.
Well, thank you.
Now, I just need a prayer really quick, if that's okay.
Yeah, sure.
I've been suffering for a few weeks with urges towards women, and I don't know how to deal with it, and it's really hurting me bad.
Well, what's going on with it?
I've been too much on pornography websites, and the other day my really good female friend, her name is Lorena, I was hanging out with her, and I've been watching too much porn, and I'm mentally challenged, and I took her up to my treehouse, and I touched her inappropriately.
Okay. All right. Well, we can pray for you. Okay, did you stop watching pornography? Okay.
That'd be great. What got me into pornography was I got sent by a man named Cobra Jeff. That was his email. He sent me a screenshot of you and Tony F. having intercourse.
Right. Okay. Okay. Well, yeah. Okay. Well, sorry about that. I'm sure. Okay, no one sent any pictures of us having intercourse, so we don't have any. Okay. Okay. Anyway. Okay, we got one more caller here. Let me take this one caller. Hello.
Hi. How are you? This is Richard. I was calling to hope. I was hoping I could get I need a prayer request. I have a prayer request, if that's okay.
Yeah, sure.
I live here in San Diego, and there's an area in San Diego called Hillcrest. It's a predominantly gay neighborhood. We have a gentleman that has been fighting with the AIDS virus, and he's quite sick right now, and we're trying to – we just need all the prayers that we can get. He needs all the prayers. And I was hoping maybe you can assist, because he's not doing too well.
Sure. I'll be glad to pray for him. Okay. Dear Lord, we come in the presence, of your – and we need your healing. There's a man that's not doing well. He's dealing with the HIV AIDS. And he needs your help, Lord. Would you please come down and put your arms around him, okay, and comfort him and let him know that you're there, okay, and that you will help him, okay, through this time of need. Amen.
Amen. And I also want, if possible, just one last, I don't know if it has to be a prayer, but maybe, I want to pray for the gentleman that infected him with the HIV. And because, the gentleman's name's Tony Farrar. He gave this.
Yeah, all right, whatever. Okay, well, that's it for tonight. We have no more callers. So I'm going to say God bless and have a good night. Amen.